98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When discussing the upcoming wide-open gubernatorial election, one name has been mentioned often. Now we have confirmation. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes has entered the race. In the past, Barnes has served as a state senator and in 2022 ran unsuccessfully to unseat Ron Johnson as U.S. senator. Barnes says he will stand up to Trump's chaos and make life more affordable for Wisconsinites. As part of his campaign launch, Barnes kicks off a statewide Wisconsin Way tour this week in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. Yesterday was the start of the 2026 campaign season. Candidates who want to run in the April election can now circulate their nomination papers and collect signatures. They have just over a month to do that and file any additional campaign paperwork. The deadline is January 6th. Now, some candidates are already making their intentions known. In Kakana, Mayor Tony Penterman is seeking a fifth term. In Oshkosh, Jacob Amos, who was just appointed to his common council seat vacated by Chris Larson, has already indicated that he will run in April. Meanwhile, common council member DJ Nichols has indicated that he will not seek re-election. Seven Democrats and one Republican have filed papers expressing intent to run against 6th Congressional District U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. One of those Democratic candidates is 45-year-old Amanda Bell of Partyville.
As a former federal employee, I've seen firsthand how decisions made in Washington truly affect real life families and how these political games stall progress and really hurts the people who need it the most. I've seen my friends and family struggle, people working harder than ever and falling further and further behind.
Bell is still working on her platform. Primarily, she wants to listen.
My platform starts with listening. I want to be a representative, just not another politician, telling people what they need. Because the last thing anybody really wants is for somebody to walk up to him and be like, you know, I know what you need. When I've come up to people and I say, hey, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? And how can I help you get what you need?
Bell was deputy director of the Midwest Science Center in the U.S. Geological Society within the U.S. Department of Interior. She worked there for 24 years. Before that, she held service jobs and grew up on a farm.
Basically, from the farm to the factories to the federal service, every step in my journey has been about hard work and integrity, and above all, serving others.
In addition to Bell and the six other Democrats who are running, the incumbent Congressman Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets of Partyville. The primaries will be held on August 11th. The Appleton Area School District is facing a $13 million deficit this year, so the school district is prepping for a possible operational referendum in April. James Bacon of the Friends of the Appleton Schools told the Dairyland Patriot that he hopes a referendum will bridge the gap and set the district up for success.
I think that might also help us get out of the cycle that I think is easy to get into in public education, where there's so much to do and accomplish and that you're trying to take on with such limited resources in so many ways, and kind of a scarcity mindset and get more to like an abundance mindset.
If the deficit is left unresolved, cuts and changes will be coming. Education advocates say state revenue limits, inflation, the rising cost of healthcare, and the impact of vouchers all put an unsustainable financial squeeze on public schools. Voters should have received a survey from Friends of Appleton Schools detailing four referendum options. The requests are for $11 million, $13 million, $15 million, or $17 million. Read more on this story from the Dairyland Patriot. That's at dairylandpatriot.com. Gas prices have dropped in every state in the nation over the past week, leading to a national average of $2.95. According to Gas Buddy officials, the national average has dropped to the lowest level that we've seen over the past 4 years. Gas prices this week in Appleton are at $2.65, Green Bay $2.68, and in Oshkosh, $2.66 a gallon. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for scams during this holiday shopping season. A common scam that pops up around this time of year involves scammers creating fake websites or social media ads featuring popular toys that may be out of stock in stores. While parents may be excited to find that toy, it either never arrives or they receive a cheap counterfeit of it. The BBB is reminding parents to make purchases from reputable stores and websites only, and be wary of offers that seem too good to be true. Green Bay's looking at bringing professional men's and women's soccer to Titletown. The city's entered into exclusive negotiations with the United Soccer League to evaluate building a stadium and launching a pro soccer club. The USL would cover pre-development costs and require a stadium with at least 5,000 seats. Supporters say a team could boost local sports culture and downtown revitalization. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Wizards stun the Bucks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow, especially after midnight. Our low dropping into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, a little more light snow in the morning than cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.